This morning has often been a day of high anxiety for me because I was chair and host for so many years. So it was a bit of irony this morning that Andrew and I were running a couple of minutes late and my phone started ringing in my pocket. And Andrew said, "Oh, it's Chuck." And I said, "Oh, we'll let him sweat a little bit. We'll get there." I do appreciate all that Chuck has done to keep this going, but he may exceed me in terms of anxiety. So just a couple of comments. I do want to express my deep appreciation for this honor. I'm both grateful and humbled by your words, and it does make me tired. Ministry is never a solo effort. It requires collaboration between a clergy person and others who are working together. This is true with a congregation, members of the community, or other clergy. Most of my ministry, I have to admit, has been a shared venture with my wife. Even in those times where she has not had the official title, she has constantly ministered to members of our congregation and in the community. As Chuck mentioned earlier, in the community alone, she has officially served on the Disabilities Commission, the Watertown Community Foundation Board, and I will say has been a tremendous source of support and advice to parents of children with special needs. I am grateful for all she has given, both to this my congregation has especially been supportive of the time I have given to the community and to institutions of higher learning, currently Boston University. Yet I believe the more contacts we make beyond our small circles, the more we grow and learn and develop as people and as communities, then we will reach the wider world and the dream we envision of harmony and unity. Nothing could make me happier than to see this breakfast continue as a major annual event in our community. I don't mean exclusively as something I started, but as a symbolic event that we all need to strive to make the places we call home more open to all kinds of people, so that everyone who lives here or visits here feel as though this is a truly welcoming place where all people are warm and friendly, and ultimately, that we are trying to create a place that honors diversity and encourages it in the workplace, in our schools, and among our public servants. As MLK would have us strive toward freedom, may we strive and continue to strive to create a more just and equitable place here for all.